And that's about what I'm about to do today concerning the Holy Spirit. So you hear a lot of stuff, but it's time that we know, don't you turn down your dearest friend. He will be with you when nobody else is around. He will do for you when nobody else will speak up for you. He'll teach you what nobody else can teach you. And keep you when nobody else is able to keep you. So he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out where? Shall flow what? Notice he called those rivers living waters. Living water. Living water. Notice he said, didn't say a river, he didn't say a stream, he said rivers, plural. He wants you to get the revelation, the truth, how powerful this rivers of living water that will flow out of you. And water always good for quenching thirst, bringing life to that which is dry and dead. Am I right? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Water. But, verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. What was he speaking of? The Spirit. Are you following me now? But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why was the Holy Ghost not given? Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Acts 2. Let's read it again. I'm going to read this one. From the Passion Translation. Listen closely. On the day of Pentecost, were being fulfilled. What day? All the disciples gathered in one place. Suddenly, they heard a sound of a violent blast of wind. You notice what they heard? The sound of a violent. See, the Holy Ghost just didn't tip in this earth. He made his arrival known. Rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. Where did he come from? The heavenly realm. The roar of the wind, while so what? Overpowering. It was all everyone could bear. If he had turned the pressure up a little more, just a little higher, they couldn't have stood it. He knew just how much they could bear. He said, did he come into earth like that? But listen to what happened. Then all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. Can you imagine a pillar of fire appear before our eyes? He's here. It's separated into tongues of fire that engulf each one of them. Engulfed at what? Each one. There we are again. Not the 12, but each one. And they were all filled and equipped with what? Holy Spirit. And were what? Inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit to speak in language they had never learned. You said, why? When I was in Bible school, this has been many years ago, when I was in Bible school, the founder of the school, and he was one of my instructors. I was privileged to sit in his class, and he made this statement, and I never forgot it. He said, the pure you preach the word, the greater results you get. I want you to see something this morning, why you, your life and errors have been robbed because somebody told you something that the word didn't say. They were just preaching, trying to make an impression on you. Or they were just so ignorant they didn't know any better. And when it come down to this word, we don't need ignorant folks trying to proclaim it. We need somebody to teach us so we can learn. You say, why you say that? The hour is too critical. There's too much at stake. Jesus paid too great a price for your freedom, for you to remain confined, bound, in bondage, and live a shabby, broke down, run over, beat up life. Did you hear what I said? God does not have anything in his kingdom. Anything in his possession. I want you to hear me now. You being a son, you being a daughter, we being children of God, he has nothing in his possession that will hurt you or harm you in any way. Out of Paul's preaching, are y'all listening? Out of Paul's preaching, do you believe Paul preached the gospel? Out of Paul preaching, you cannot find one time that God beat Paul up, but you found out a whole bunch of heathen and unsaved and Jews and all them did. God always raised him up. I think I'm preaching a little bit better than y'all witnessing this morning. So you need to get the fear of being terrified of God and get a reverential fear. A great respect and reverence to God. So you run to him and not from him. But we heard people present, talk about the Holy Spirit and have you scared, afraid, all the monkey stuff they did. The Holy Spirit, what he meant is just a bunch of flesh in some of it. Some people, there's a real move of the Spirit that we had. But some people just took it out of proportion, running the ditch with it, didn't and had people afraid because they were trying to be so much better than somebody else. And why would I want to do that?